The Four in Fives Radio Show。
Welcome to the 21st edition of the Fallen Fives Radio Show. And we're going to start this week with a little trip down Cruiser's Creek.
What really went on there? We only have this excerpt.
We'll be right back.
behind Steele's cabinet. So what I'm yearning, as a damn chance is what I'm gonna get. A Christmas Creek, yeah. A Christmas Creek now. A Christmas Creek.
Cruiser's Creek, the long version from the omnibus edition of This Nation's Saving Grace. We're going to have a couple of fall covers now, quite contrasting. The first is by PJ Harvey, and this features Simon Archer, also known as Ding, on bass.
This is a song by The Fall that's one of my favourite songs in the world. It's called Janet and Johnny and James.
Johnny.
Jeffrey Lewis with an absolutely blistering cover of A Lot of Wind. It's not, I have to say, a four track I particularly like, to be honest, but Jeffrey and Lost Bolts certainly breathe some fire into this version. Too many Fall covers sound like they don't properly get the Fall, to be honest, but that's certainly not the case here. Now for a track from the often overlooked 2016 EP Wise Old Man. Venice with Girls, the version that appeared on the Wise Old Man EP. Now we're going to have another Fall cover, and I suspect this one will divide opinion a little, but I'm a big fan of the Fiery Furnaces, and I love their strangely fractured take on winter.
Left side, south side towards me. He was about seven. He's just before the mad kid had said to me, I'll take both of you on, I'll take both of you on. Well, then he seen the young one. He had a parka on with a black cardboard artistic hat with a fuzz green skull and crossbones. He just got back from the backward kids party. And anyway, then he seen the young one. But now he looked like the victim of a pogrom. Entrance is uncovered. Sounds you never saw. Entrance is delivered, courtesy winter. Entrance is uncovered. Street sounds you never saw. Entrance is delivered, courtesy winter.
And it can journey anywhere. Supercar, supercar. It travels on land or roams the skies through the heaven's stormy rage. It's Mercury Man and everyone cries. It's the marvel of the age. Supercar, supercar, supercar.
Yeah.
Assume, recorded at the Mill in Preston in October 2005. Apologies for the dodgy sound quality, but I thought it was an interesting enough version to be worth playing. It was preceded by the theme from Supercar by Barry Gray, and Supercar was a 60s TV show created by Gerry Anderson of Thunderbirds fame, and you can certainly hear a certain similarity between the theme song and Assume. Now, Magnus Jonsson, I think that's how you pronounce it, is better known by his stage name Megas, again, I think that's how you pronounce it, and he was a cult figure in the Icelandic music scene and is referenced in the Fall track Iceland. Music journalist Colin Irwin, who accompanied the group on their 1981 trip to Iceland, wrote a lengthy piece about the experience in Melody Maker, and this is a passage from it. Our hosts play us a tape of a man with a cracked voice and a Dylanished air and describe him as the father of Icelandic rock and roll. And they tell us the story of Megas, who ridiculed the sacred sagas of the land, wrote scathing surreal lyrics, got heavily into booze and drugs, and was barred from radio and shunned by society. In 1979, he released a double album called Plans for Suicide, announced his retirement, and hasn't performed in public since. And he's now a dock worker. Mark Smith is entranced by the story and riveted by the music. The following day, Megas, a pale, gaunt figure, turns up at the Falls concert and shakes him by the hand. Mark will return to England, clutching a parcel of Megas records under his arm.
Og til gaks Og gerði snemma Fengunugur gatinu
Menegas, as I say, I think that's how you pronounce it, with a song that I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the title of. Now for something that I have to thank my good friend Keg for sending me. This is a feature about the fall that was broadcast on Radio 1's Newsbeat in April 1993.
Fall defy description and certainly don't appreciate attempts by music writers to try and pigeonhole them. Their very upfront frontman, Marty Smith, is one of John Peel's musical heroes. They've just released their 17th album and a new single that's actually an old reggae number done fall style. It's called Why Are People Grudgeful?
Why Are People Grudgeful, you know, that's really... I mean, I'm no one to talk, you know, I thought anybody who reviewed it, like, should go, like, The Fall, Why Are People Grudgeful? Like, they should review it like, he's one to talk.
So why is that a question that could apply to you?
I just think it's like, you know, being a bit of a smart ass, you know, it's like something that I wanted to bring out at the moment, you know. All over Europe and all over the world, you know, people are going like, I'm Catholic, I'm Protestant, I'm this, you know, it's a bit daft.
What do you think of people who are grudgeful?
I think they're missing out on a lot, you know. Well, it's steam engine time, isn't it? It's spring, isn't it? So people are getting wired up about what nationality they are, what religion they are, you know.
But for a lot of people, religion and nationalism matters because it's part of their identity.
That's like their problem, isn't it? I say bring back Stalin.
Single here is Lost in Music. I like the way you've done that. Now, why didn't you bring that out as a single?
Well, I'll tell you why, because as we were walking out of the studio, the engineer turned around to me and said, that's a very familiar tune. And I said, why? He said, there's these three black girls in there the day before you came in doing the same thing. I said, thanks a lot, you know.
So why did you choose this Sister Sledge song?
It's great, great chord change issue. But no, I was going to bring it out as a single, but then, as I say, as I was walking out with the master tape, this guy turned around to me and said, well, we had Sister Sledge here last week. Did doing a beatbox version of it.
John Peel's been doing the lunchtime show all this week,
mm-hmm.
and he says that the fall, they're always different, always the same, and the fall is the reason that John Peel listens to pop music.
I'm very appreciative of what he's done for us. Well, he is the most popular DJ if you think about it.
Thank you. The first one you can hear. Pizza. Kiddies, as we get older, we have to try and understand people who are different from us. Pizza is one of these people. In his hands is a guitar. Why don't you try some of it yourself? At least a leg, Pizza. You won't be twitching all over the F frets. That's what they're called on the guitar. Behind Nasty Noise Pizza. Here he is now. David Warrior, Warrior of the Dark Forest. And the reason it is not just that they live in the dark, or the Emperor Cunliffe has made them play. Only then can they be free from the dark wood. Trapped on the altar of culture.
Noise, from what I nearly always refer to as the criminally underrated remit. It was preceded by Rote Ricky by Cluster, which some have suggested might have been a bit of an inspiration behind Noise. Now for this week's My Special Four song feature, and this week's guest is Sally Lowell, a stem cell biologist at Edinburgh University.
Hello, my name's Sally, I live in Edinburgh, and I'm going to tell you about what is currently my favourite four song. So I've got two kids, neither of them are particularly fans of the Fall. They are still only at primary school, but I think they probably consider themselves far outgrown the music of the Fall. Because when they were very little, I used to sing Eat Yourself Fitter to them in the same way that other mums might sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Anyway, the other day, my son was sitting at the kitchen table reading his comic and humming to himself in his usual tuneless way, when he stopped humming and I heard him very quietly sing to himself, "Repetition in the music and I'm never gonna lose it." And I felt so happy, I thought maybe this is the beginning. Maybe he and his sister are starting to appreciate the Fall. And I really hope that I'm right about that, because as we all know, that means that they have just so much joy ahead of them. So for that reason, and just at this moment, my very favourite Fall song is Repetition. Right Noise.
When I was at the witch trials of August, it was written, "You are white crapper. You are an aesthetic anaesthetic. You're right noise." We take a repetition. How we do.
music and we're never gonna lose it. We are the
Repetition, recorded in Oldham in August 1978. Many thanks to Sally for her contribution, and if any listeners are wedding present fans, you might be interested to know that Sally has published a paper about community effects in biology called You Should Always Keep in Touch with Your Friends. And a reminder as well that if you want to submit a voice recording for your special four song, you can do so via thefallinfives@mail.com. Right, it's time for the captain again, I think.
Lucid tentacles test in sleeve, in join, in jointed jade, pointed diamond back patterns. Neon meat dream of a octafish. Artifact on rose petals, in flesh petals and pots. Fact in feast, in tubes, tubs, bulbs, ingest, incest, ingest, ingest. In feast, incest, in specks, in speckled, speckled, speckled speculation. Bedlocks waddling feast, archaic faces frenzy, ceramic fists, artificial decease. In cysts, rancid buds burst, dank drum in dung dust. Meat rose in hairs, meaty, meat rose in hairs. Meaty dream, wet meat, limp damp rose, peeled in felt, fields in belts, impaled on in daemon, mucus mules, twat trot, tra la, tra la, tra la, tra la, tra la, whale bone, fields in belts, whale bone farmhouse, cavorts girdled in ladders alight. Cavorts girdled in ladders alight, a dip amidst squirming serum in semen, in syrup, in semen, in serum, stirruped in syrup. Neon meat dream of a octopus. Neon Meat Dream of an Octafish from Trout Mask Replica, a song that MES makes reference to in the lyrics of Taking Off from Ersatz GB.
Now, this is a live version of Old Gang, recorded at Venue 21 in Luton on the 13th of May 1999. Was Old Gang, a live recording from May 1999. The last track this week is an alternative studio version of Amorator that comes from the 2014 Live Europe LP. Thanks for listening.
Twenty pounds. Shanko.